Jade woke to a knife at his throat. Darkness shrouded the figure above him, its weight pressing down on Jade's chest. Metal bit into his skin, warm and slick. His covers were twisted round him, and there was no way to fight, nowhere to run. There was nothing, soul to lie there and accept his fate. Stardust swirled thiekish in the air, waiting for a command from the crown, but he didn't call to it. Couldn't. Instead, he sighed. "You again?" he asked his would-be assassin. The blade fell away. The weight scuttled off him.
"You need better guards,"
a high voice said. The first rays of light peeked through the seams in Marit's dark curtains, illuminating June's face, pink from the sun, her clothes coated in sand. Her dark eyes, the exact shade of brown as her brother's, glinted fierce-ish as she sat crouched on the edge of the bed, blade still a hand, a single eyebrow raised. Jade threw his arm over his eyes. "I have Gruffudd. You can't find a better guard." June huffed.
"Gruffudd's at home with his fam. You have Meta standing guard this morning."
Jade wrinkled his nose and ruffled his hair. The blonde strands tickled the back of his neck, longer than he'd ever worn it, longer than he liked.
"Rare form. I do need better guards."
His guards were loyal to Serena, full true. And if it was Meta at the door, she probably held a sign that said, "Assassin's welcome." He gently pushed June off the bed.
"You're getting sand in my sheets, little warrior."
She landed on the carpeted floor with a soft thud.
"If I had been an assassin, sand would have been the least of your worries."
She sheathed her knife and looked around the Gov's room, taking in the heavy curtains, dark furniture, and haze of stardust.
"It looks like you haven't cleaned since you became Merit,"
she sniffed,
"and that Merit didn't clean since he became Gov."
"Then I can't full well start cleaning now if I want people to reck I'm Merit."
Jade groaned as he climbed out of bed, which, for all its luxury, still felt uncomfortistic and cold to Jade. But he was here, and his brother was sleeping frozen a grave.
"So there,"
as Andra would say. He stretched his aching muscles, twisting from side to side.
"Turn around," he said through a yawn. "Can't I have some privacy?"
He started riffling through the discarded clothes next to the bed for a clean shirt. June turned back to him.
"Maybe you should sleep in armor sooner now, if it's this easy for someone to sneak past your guards."
Jade sniffed one of Marit's dark purple tunics and was assaulted by the smell of sour sweat and something coppery. He could have sworn this pile was a laundered one. He shrugged the tunic on and froze when he saw himself in the wardrobe's mirrored doors. There were dark hollows neath his eyes, and his hair hung in greasy clumps. Everything about him looked thin. His nose, his pointed chin, his body, his presence. It had been over a moon since he'd used the grafting wand, but his stomach still tightened when he saw his brother's face reflecting back at him.